Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
See Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bring it up, Kenny. Power Hour. You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos, our amazing crew. We have an NFL trade. And you. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Okay, so this is I don't think it's technically serendipitous because it's not like the textbook definition of the word, but it's pretty good. So I ended last hour, literally like 6 minutes ago, saying I'm going to tell everybody the star player that's going to get traded in the NFL this offseason. We have seen in the last 6 minutes of real time since the hour ended and we just came back on the air a trade in the National Football League. It is not the trade that I was conceiving in my head, but it is a player that you will know. The New York Jets have traded quarterback Justin Fields to the Kansas City Chiefs for a sixth round pick in 2027. Maybe there is a pick swap, but it's a late round pick in 2027. So Justin Fields, who's set to make way too much money, I'm not hating. I want everybody to make as much money as possible. Also, he's making too much money. Just saying. Said it last year, too, when he signed the deal with the Jets. So Justin Fields goes to the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Jets are going to eat a large portion of his contract, per NFL media insider Ian Rappaport. A couple thoughts here. And just remember that Kansas City's backup last year was Gardner Minshew. And Minshew, we thought, tore his ACL at the end of the year. That was not true. Minshew will be likely, and we'll see what happens with Arizona, but will be in the mix to start for Arizona along with Jacoby Brissett. So the Chiefs needed a new backup quarterback behind Patrick Mahomes, and it becomes especially important and more imperative for the Chiefs to get this situation correct because Mahomes is coming off an ACL tear. Now, all reports seem to indicate that Mahomes is going to be ready for week one. It's also March 16th, so we don't know how this is going to go. Maybe Mahomes will be ready and he'll be ahead of schedule. Maybe the Chiefs will look to play it safe with the greatest quarterback that's still playing on the planet. Justin Fields is miscast as a starting quarterback. And I caught a ton of flack last year. Do you all remember? Do you remember when there was that Justin Fields injury scare in training camp? And people melted down like this was like Josh Allen or like Lamar Jackson, like tweaking a leg. Oh my God, season's over. Newsflash. If Justin Fields is your starting quarterback entering the season, and it's not because the starter's hurt, your season's already over. So Justin Fields is not a starting quarterback in the NFL. But that doesn't mean he shouldn't be on a roster. It doesn't mean he's not one of the 64 best quarterbacks in the league. I just don't think he's one of the best 32. Best 64? Absolutely. And we saw that in Pittsburgh a couple years ago, where he did really well to begin the season before Russell Wilson took over. And you can certainly make the case that and you could make this case with any quarterback with this coach, right? That Andy Reid is an awesome coach to kind of coax that out of a quarterback like Justin Fields. Now, maybe Fields never plays, right? Maybe he plays in week 18 if the Chiefs have everything wrapped up. I'm projecting, right? But maybe the Chiefs need him to start a couple games to begin the season. In a like one or two game scenario until Mahomes is ready. And I'm making, maybe Mahomes is ready. Maybe it's, I have no idea. I really think you could do worse than Justin Fields as your backup quarterback. Oh, so I like this for Kansas City. I do. So do I think Justin Fields is good enough to start? No. He's also going to a team with Patrick Mahomes. He's not going to have to start. And if Mahomes gets hurt, you're effed anyway. So it's like, who cares who's behind him, really? You're screwed if Mahomes is out for a long period of time. The Jets part of this is a little more interesting. Because now, the depth chart is, Geno Smith is your one, and we know that Geno's going to be the starter, assuming health. Brady Cook would be the backup quarterback right now. Now, Brady Cook, some are saying should have to change his first name because he should have no association with Tom Brady. Because Brady Cook, and I'm sure he's a very nice young man, I'm not trying to be mean, he's not very good. And we saw that at the end of the year. The New York Jets, it's not just that they cannot, like, they will not go into the season with Brady Cook as the big. You can't do that. Like, Cook can be your third quarterback. Like, that can happen. He can't be your backup quarterback. So who's going to back up Geno Smith? I don't claim to know the answer to that question, but I can give you my opinion. Here's what I think should happen with the Jets' backup quarterback situation. The Jets, as it stands right now, have four of the top 44 picks in next month's NFL draft. But the draft is like 6 weeks away. So like this is, we're in a great sports stretch right now. NCAA tournament, Masters, NFL draft, the NBA playoffs start in less than a little over a month, April 18th, Stanley Cup playoffs as well. Like we're entering a great stretch on the sports calendar here. The Jets pick in the NFL draft. 2nd, 16th, 33rd, and 44th. My opinion, they should take a quarterback with one of those picks. Do I know who it should be? Like, I don't think they should take Ty Simpson 16th overall. I'm not advocating for that. You know, do you take a shot on Carson Beck? Do you take a shot on Garrett Nussmeier? We'll see how this shakes out and if any quarterbacks are even worthy of being selected in that range. But if I'm the Jets, if I'm GM Darren Mooji, if I'm Aaron Glenn, I think you want a rookie drafted on day two, ideally, right, to sit behind Geno Smith. The question that I will ask everybody and I will lay out and allow you to answer the question in your own head. Do you think Geno Smith is starting 17 games this year for the Jets? I think the answer to that question is clearly no. So if Geno's not going to play, he's going to miss some time. He's going to be bad, whatever it is, right? It's unlikely, I think, that Geno plays all 17 games. If I'm the Jets, I want to evaluate a young quarterback and see if he could potentially be the answer. And then that can dictate what you do in the 27 draft with all those quarterback prospects and three first round picks. You got to take shots at the position. And the Jets have the resources to do so. So I'm not going to claim to know what the Jets are going to do. What do I think they should do? Take a quarterback on day two of the NFL draft to back up Geno Smith this season. You better you bet on this Monday, Westwood One Sports, Nick Costos and you. So Justin Fields gets traded to Kansas City. I've teased a couple times on the show today that I believe, and the player is not Max Crosby. You already know I think Crosby is going to get dealt again by the Raiders. They can say whatever they want. They're going to trade Max Crosby. I am now feeling just about the same level of conviction about another NFL star player being traded from his team elsewhere. And this is one, and I understand why, when you consider team and player and recent success. A lot of people get triggered when you say this. And I normally, when you use that word, it's like an insult. I don't even mean it as an insult. I think I'd feel the same way if I were a fan of this team. I mean that. The player is A.J. Brown. And the team, of course, is the Philadelphia Eagles. So we mentioned at the end of the week last week, right, the Diana Rossini report that the Rams, prior to trading for Trent McDuffie, were in on A.J. Brown. Rossini and Jordan Rodrigue, who were also, I think they had co-bylines on that report for The Athletic, also mentioned that the Patriots were in on A.J. Brown. And, you know, reported compensation, a one-plus required for A.J. Brown. I thought about it this weekend. And this Dallas Goedert situation, with Goedert and the team pushing back, you know, the void date on his contract and then agreeing to a one-year deal when all the smart money and the consensus was that Goedert was piecing out of Philadelphia this offseason. It all just kind of lands to me like this A.J. Brown trade is going to happen. Like, what is the motivation for these reports to get out that the Eagles have turned down a couple offers already, unless what their M.O. is to coax a better offer from someone else? Like, what's the motivation? If it were just like if they really weren't interested, it would just be like the Eagles are not trading A.J. Brown. That's not what the reporting is. The reporting is that they've listened to offers and they've turned those offers down, with the implication being, again, let's all deductive reasoning 101, that a better offer, maybe they'd listen. I know this is a sensitive point for a lot of people, and that people are convinced that A.J. Brown's coming back. You know that I think he shouldn't, and I think that whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, you got to do one of two things. You get rid of the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, or you get rid of A.J. Brown. And you're never firing the quarterback who's Super Bowl MVP. It's never going to happen, which means A.J. Brown's got to go. And everything that's happened over the course of the last, like, let's call it 4 or 5 days with the Philadelphia Eagles leads me to believe this is a matter of if, or excuse me, when and not if, a matter of when and not if. Took me 2 tries, but I got that right. Again, it's Monday and it's March. My brain's on college basketball. Of when, not if, A.J. Brown gets traded from the Philadelphia Eagles. Need to make sure we get a little World Baseball Classic into the show today. So last night, the United States beats the Dominican Republic in an awesome, 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 and extremely entertaining semifinal with an atmosphere, and Aaron Judge even said it after the game, that Aaron Judge said that the atmosphere for the semifinal of the World Baseball Classic was better than the World Series a couple of years ago when the Yankees played the Dodgers. Well, I would say, you know, to be fair, that's probably because A, yeah, LA sports fans are good, but, you know, not notoriously the loudest, or maybe fair weather. And B, you know, when the World Series returned to Yankee Stadium, the Yankees got stomped on, ended up winning one game, and then had the worst Game 5 in the history of the World Series, and one of the worst innings in the history of the World Series. So to be fair, you know, I don't know if that's the best comparison for Aaron Judge to make. Yankees-Dodgers a couple Octobers ago in the Fall Classic. Now, this was a tremendous game. You know, Paul Skenes gives up the homer to Caminero early, and then the United States with a couple solo shots, Gunnar Henderson, and then Roman Anthony, who is just going to be a monster for the Red Sox moving forward. And then the American bullpen shuts down this vaunted Dominican lineup moving forward from there. Now, the Dominicans can't run the bases to save their lives. I mean, you see why Fernando Tatis is this tantalizing blend of talent and just infuriating people. Well, I don't know. Why is he, like, testing Aaron Judge and running to third with two outs with Juan Soto coming up? Judge, with one of the great throws you'll see, guns him down. What's he doing? Then you had Austin Wells making it like it's Game 5 of the World Series again with the Yankees and the Dodgers. Doesn't know what the hell he's doing running the bases. So the Dominicans had every opportunity to tie this game or potentially win this game. It's not, hear me, it's not the umpire's fault that the Dominicans lost. It isn't. They had every opportunity, the Dominicans did. With that being said, the umpiring didn't help. If you didn't watch the game, like, the umpiring, I think, was not great the whole game. And there were bad calls that went against the Americans also, in terms of balls and strikes. We can say that. That happened. Also, Garrett Whitlock strikes out Juan Soto in the eighth inning. On a pitch that and people are trying to do this Zapruder film thing, like this is the JFK assassination. But like, well, actually, it was a strike. Like, no, it wasn't. I bet on Team USA in the game. I'm not Dominican. I want the Americans to win. I thought it was a ball. Okay. Then, to end the game, Mason Miller strikes out Perdomo on what is, I'm watching the game on my couch like he walked him. Like, this is about to get super interesting now. Strike three. Take a listen to the call, and then listen to what Fox baseball analyst Derek Jeter said afterwards.
To Perdomo. Here it is! Oh, the championship!
You can pretty much guarantee they're going to have the challenge system in place for the next WBC, right? But, hey, look, I mean, it you hate to end a game that way, but you give credit to the U.S.
You definitely give credit to the U.S., and I did. Like, the Dominicans had every opportunity to win the game. They didn't. The United States won. And if the United States beats Venezuela or Italy coming up tomorrow, the United States will be a worthy World Baseball Classic champion. I want the United States to win. Also, like, we need ABS at the next WBC. Absolutely have to have it. And if you are, and I did an Instagram video last night that is, like, kind of, like, going viral right now. That's fair to say. At the Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. If you're of Dominican descent, and in my wife's family, one of my wife's cousins married to a great Dominican guy, they are furious. I would be too. And if you bet the Dominican Republic, you got to be beside yourself with how this ended. Yes, there were opportunities. Also, these were two brutal calls and high leverage spots at the end of the tournament. The World Baseball Classic for me, I think it should be at the Olympics. I do. But I kind of really enjoy it as an event. I really like it. And I think it speaks to kind of like the growth of the global game that, like, Italy, never thought to be a baseball powerhouse, is playing for a spot in the championship tonight. Like, that's pretty cool, right? That's pretty fun, Italy and Venezuela tonight, to play the U.S. tomorrow, where the U.S. will be a huge favorite in the championship game. So, look, I like the World Baseball Classic. Just that I think we've reached the point now in baseball, period. Not just Major League Baseball, but baseball, high-level baseball. You have to have ABS. You have to have the ability to challenge some of these calls in these high leverage spots. You absolutely have to have it. The Dominicans, to a degree, like, did get jobbed last night. They did. And that sucks for them. Also, go America. You bet on this Monday. Dallin Cuff will join us in a couple minutes from the Field of 68, Yahoo, and Turner Sports. We'll get Dallin's thoughts on the NCAA tournament. Last note for now. I wanted to give out a couple of my early bets for the first round of the NCAA tournament. And we'll reiterate some of these on Wednesday. And not all of these have been placed yet by yours truly, but this is kind of where my head is at the moment right now as it concerns betting first round games in the tournament. You know, it should go noted for people. Joey Knish, who joined us last hour on the show, is a professional bettor. I am not. So when Knish says that he thinks Miami, Ohio is going to be the public dog, and everyone's going to love Miami, Ohio, and he thinks SMU is going to stomp him out, it goes noted that the pro bettor likes SMU, and me, the non-pro bettor, likes Miami of Ohio to cover. Make of that what you will. I do like North Carolina against VCU, even without Caleb Wilson for Carolina. I still like the Tar Heels to get past A-10 champion VCU. I like Georgia against St. Louis. I do not like the way St. Louis ended the season, losing to Dayton in the A-10 semis. Georgia minus 2.5 against St. Louis. Bennett Sturts in Iowa money line against Clemson. And just from being on social media last night and seeing a bunch of people I really respect, it feels like they all like Kansas against Cal Baptist. That number's up to 14.5. Good enough for a bunch of pros. Good enough for me. Rock, chalk, Jayhawk, KU against Cal Baptist. Speaking of the NCAA tournament and betting the tournament at BetMGM, the Cavender Twins are facing off in the Court of Legends game, and you can enter there. BetMGM's Pick a Twin to win a free-to-play game for the chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Opt into the Pick a Twin to win free-to-play game. Select which Cavender twin you think will win the Court of Legends one-on-one basketball game hosted at the bank at the Bellagio in Las Vegas. If the twin you select wins the game, you'll win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Sounds like a pretty good offer to me. So again, the name of the game is the Pick a Twin to Win free-to-play game, courtesy of our friends at BetMGM. Quick break. On the other side, the great Dallin Cuff from the Field of 68, Yahoo Sports, and Turner Sports on how he is filling out his bracket and betting the NCAA tournament here on Westwood One Sports.
Afraid to miss a tournament game because of conflicts? Don't fret. You can listen to every March Madness matchup on the Westwood One Sports app. Download it now from your home of the NCAA tournament. Westwood One Sports.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Flint Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
At Navy Federal, we're a trusted partner of the military community, and we're here to guide you through these uncertain times, help you diversify your portfolio, and take control of your finances. We offer a 13-month special certificate with a rate more than double the national average, and members can access financial advisors from one of America's best financial advisory firms awarded by USA Today. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/save more. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value.
Is life insurance on your list of New Year's resolutions? Now is the perfect time to add it. A buddy told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I added this to my list this year and got it done. I called SelectQuote and was shocked at how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $18 a month. My wife's also 40, and her $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, no medical exam was required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Checking this off my list felt great, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-280-5858 for your free quote today. That's 1-800-280-5858. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-280-5858.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code AUDIO.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
UnitedSpinal.org.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
ESPN, courtesy of the call. Oh, man. Couple days away from the NCAA tournament. This is absolutely the best. Love this time of year. You know who else loves this time of year? Our guest at this time. Now, last time we had him on the show, I remarked, drawing paychecks from a lot of different places and a lot of really good places. I think we've added one to the list now because our friend Alan Cuff, not just, you know, Sirius XM, not just the Field of 68, not just Turner Sports, but part of Yahoo's coverage last night of Selection Sunday. He's absolutely crushing it, kills it as an analyst, loves betting the sport as well. Our friend Alan Cuff joins us here on You Better You Bet to break down the NCAA tournament. My friend, happy March Madness to you and yours.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Great to be on with you. And I got to tell you, I got to get back to Westwood One for the first time in a long time. I got to call a game on Westwood One last weekend. We called the America East Final. DJ Armstrong, this kid went bonkers for 32 points. He had 9 points in the last, like, 4 minutes. There were crazy threes. So got to be back in the mix there, too. It was lovely.
Oh, love to have you as part of the Westwood One family as well. That's like, man. It's a good time to be Dallin Cuff. Great time to be my friend Dallin Cuff. Before we get to the regions, my friend, and how you see it playing out, you know, you cover the sport all season long, right? It feels like to me that this is the bracket. Maybe since I've been watching the sport religiously since like the early 90s, like 1991, 1992, the bracket that people have had the least amount of problems with. Like, people can have their gripes, like maybe St. John's and Vandy should have been 4s instead of 5s, but it feels like, for the most part, people are pretty happy with this bracket. Do you think the committee nailed it with this field of 68? Pun not intended.
Yeah, I think they did. That's a great point. I really didn't have any big problems. I think part of the reason of that is the bubble, you're on the bubble because you're inconsistent, but I also thought the bubble was weak. There weren't a lot of teams that I thought, hey, there was huge injury issues that weren't taken into account, or this team has really been on an upswing. If you watch them in November, December, then watch them now, they're completely different, and they just should have been looked at differently. I think by and large, a lot of teams played themselves out of contention. A lot of teams that needed to perform in Champ Week or the last week or two of the season did not, and that's how you ended up here. So as far as selection, I think is good. You hit a couple of the seeding things. I would have argued probably Boston, Wisconsin could have been seeded a bit differently. I thought UVA may have been seeded a bit high, but overall, it's pretty good. Pretty good job by the committee.
Let's start macro, my man, and then we will get micro and we'll hit the regions. You know, last time we had you on the show, I asked you this question. I asked the question to our audience today as well. And I'm fascinated if you feel differently this morning than you did the last time that you were on the show with the end of the regular season and conference tournaments now in the rearview mirror. So if I gave you the option, national championship, the 4-1 seeds, Duke, Michigan, Arizona, Florida, or the field to win it all, you get the other 64 teams or one of the 1 seeds. Are you taking the 1 seeds or are you taking everybody else and why?
Oh, I'm 100% taking the 1 seeds. Because I think that they have separated over the course of the last month. It's become really clear. It was about a month ago, yeah, I think I started thinking this grouping, it seems separate. And it was Duke, Arizona, Michigan at the time. And then Florida they solidified their spot over the rest of February. Obviously didn't play well against Vanderbilt, but I don't really care about that. Michigan didn't play that well against Purdue and has some issues. We'll get to that in a second. But I would take those 4. I think they have separated. So you're giving me all of those. I think they are the most likely. I think, 2 of them, I feel are really great, really strong about them getting to the Final 4. So if you're going to give me 2 of the 4 spots with, I think, the 2 best teams, actually, in my mind, I would take the 1 seeds over the field just because I think that what they pose in terms of size for all 4 of the 1 seeds, the size of in the interior, the playmaking that they have at different spots, the coaching as well. I think they're an elite group that I would take them over everybody else.
I love it. So let's start then with the East region, right? And we'll run through this. We'll get to the 1 seeds you like, the 1 seeds you don't like. Duke is the 1 seed in the East, and this is a loaded region, which we've been talking about all throughout the show. UConn, the 2 at 6-1, Michigan State at 7-1, St. John's 9, Louisville 13, Kansas 15, UCLA 22. Those, of course, are the betting odds to make the Final 4, not the seeds of the teams. Duke, the favorite, obviously the number 1 overall seed in the tournament, -135. How do you handicap, Dallin? How do you see the East region playing out, obviously led by the number 1 overall seed, the Duke Blue Devils?
Yeah, just as we praise the committee, I don't quite understand Duke's path. I do think the brand names do not equal really good teams. Okay, they're not the same thing. But when you look at the matchups that they have with some of these teams, could be problematic, coupled with the fact that Duke's not healthy. I mean, Caleb Foster is not coming back. And Caden Boozer obviously did play much better. As the ACC tournament went on, but Patrick Gumba is our most important player. I've been saying this for weeks. Nobody replicates what that dude can do. He is your rim protector on one side. He alters a ton of shots. He controls the middle in terms of rebounding on both sides. Great rim runner, huge, big time athlete that just changes their team. There's nobody else that can approximate what he does for that squad. And we don't know what he's going to look like. And he's had foot issues in high school last year and this year, both feet. I believe this one's the right foot now, and he's had this one surgically repaired a couple years ago. So there's a lot of questions here, and we'll see what he looks like. But I think they have the hardest 8-9 seed with the TCU Ohio State. Either one of those games I think is harder than any other 8-9 game. I think you look at St. John's or KU, both can present real big challenges in different ways. Darren Peterson still is – this dude can change the narrative around his season if he shows up like the guy we think he could be and plays well and is efficient. And you have to couple that with Bill Self and then a really good team, a team that can really defend. I mean, that's a really tough matchup if they get past St. John's, which St. John's obviously won the Big East and won the regular season Big East and the conference tournament. So they're in the bottom of the half of the bracket. I like Michigan State to come out of that and meet Duke. I think Duke can survive it. I have them in my Final 4. There's obviously no betting value there. I think Michigan State or St. John's, if you're playing a team to come out of that region with some sort of value, I think it's either those are the 2 plays that I would take a look at. I have neither of those. Like I said, I have Duke coming out, but it is a challenging bracket. I think of all the 1 seeds, I think it's strange that they got put into this group. Now, they have the weakest 2 in UConn, I believe. UConn, I think, is the weakest 2, and like I said, I have Michigan State beating UConn to get to that Elite 8. But I still think Duke survives, but it's not easy.
That's a really comprehensive breakdown of the East region. So Dallin with Duke, but acknowledging the road will not be easy for the number one overall seed, the Blue Devils. My friend, let's move to the South region now, where the reigning defending national champion Florida Gators seeking to go back to back. So Florida, the one here, a potential Sweet 16 date awaits against Vanderbilt, who just slammed them in the SEC tournament by 17 in the semifinals. Bottom of this bracket, I love the 2 and the 3 seeds. I'd be pretty surprised and love to get your take on this over the course of the answer. If we get a Sweet 16 matchup that's not Houston and the Illini at the bottom of the South region, Florida the favorite, as you might imagine, plus 165, Houston plus 250, the Illini plus 300, Vandy and Nebraska both at 11. What about the South region, Dallin?
Just something to note here that Kelvin Sampson, bit of an evil genius. When you are the host, so you need a host university at each one of the sites, you cannot play in that site. So Houston is the South region semi-Sweet 16 and Elite Eight matchup. What is interesting about that is he made sure that Rice is the host there. So Houston can play, and Houston will play in Houston and play at home. And we've seen in past tournaments that has value when you are playing in your own backyard. That is a very different experience. So keep that in mind when you're filling out the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight piece of this thing. I have Illinois, Houston, UF, and Vandy. I have Vandy beating Nebraska. Nebraska's been a good story. That is an interesting clash of styles with them and Vandy. It's not a huge, it's a seed upset. I think Vandy actually will be the favorite by the bookies, despite them carrying the 5 and Nebraska carrying the 4. In this region, too, just a quick ups. I mean, VCU, I think, is a bit of a trendy pick, VCU over North Carolina. Sometimes I'm too close to things, Nick. I covered the A-10 all year for USA. I like VCU's team. They've won 22 out of 24. They have good positional size and athleticism. Not sure how they handle Henry Vassar, the big for Carolina. But without Caleb Wilson, this Carolina team is markedly different. They've had some pretty good wins without him, all that said. But VCU winning that game straight up is something I'm looking at. Not a ton of – pretty chalky in this region outside of that. And I think ultimately it's going to be UF – it's going to be Florida and Houston in that Elite Eight. I did struggle with the Illinois-Houston game. Illinois is an elite offensive team. And they're, if they can play through that pick and roll – anytime you get on a pick and roll with Houston, they're going to blast the ball screen. That's two guys playing one. So Keaton Wagler is going to see a lot of that. Can he get that, get out of that, get it either swung ahead or get it reversed or hit a short roll guy, and they can play out of that and have odd man opportunities 4-on-3? That's the real question here, if they can get that done. I think they can. I don't think they can defend enough consistently to win the game against Houston in their own backyard. So I have Houston, and it would be an interesting clash of styles. Florida-Houston rematch from last year. Give me Florida again. I think they get past Vandy. Remember, they beat Vandy in Vanderbilt earlier in the year. That performance the other day was, they were bad. Vanderbilt was really good. And I think that will help, you know, for lack of a better term, these guys will be fully locked in when they get to see Vanderbilt again. I like Florida coming out of the South region as well.
I ask you this question not as a gotcha to be like, you're wrong. I think you know more about this than I do, candidly. So I'm fascinated to hear your opinion on this, right? Because just from like an on-court perspective, you always hear in March, Dallin, right, that guard play rules the day. Now, not that Florida's guards are bad, but it's not like Walter Clayton's there like last year, right? And, you know, we had a pro sports bettor, Joey Kanish, on the show last hour, and he's talking about Bennett Sturts in Iowa, if they get past Clemson, maybe giving Florida a game. And I think about Houston's backcourt, Kingston Flemings, and you talked about, you know, Wagler and Illinois and what Illinois brings to the table. You have Florida in the Final Four. Do you have legitimate concern about Florida's backcourt heading into the NCAA tournament?
No, I did in November, December. They've played for the last 3 months. They've learned to play inside out. Those guys, Xavier Lee is not taking a ton of step-back jumpers and threes. Boogie Flan is not demanding the ball and going, being the first option anymore. They play through Thomas Houck. They're going to rebound the ball very well. They're the best front court in college basketball. And their guards are good. They're just not elite. When you get a price tag of $2 million on you, Nick, and you're coming from Princeton, everybody thinks, what's this kid about? And is this guy supposed to be awesome? Bear in mind, David Lee was on draft boards as a sophomore when he was at Princeton. He still is. Now, he can struggle with some size at times. We've seen that. But his role has been more diminished. They don't need the ball in his hands. And guards are critical in March. I'm not saying that's wrong. He can still go help you get a bucket. Boogie Flan, mind you, was a top 10 recruit. Still a high-level guy that can beat you off the bounce and also is one of the best defensive guards in the country. This is a total team that I think has guards that can make plays for you. The front court is way improved over last year. They needed Walter Clayton, obviously, and sometimes you need that dude in March. I'm not going to say that that's wrong. I think their guards are undervalued. I think Urban Klavchar has been great off the bench. Isaiah Brown is a high-level player that comes off the bench, too. They're shooting at a much better clip over the last month. I mean, they were shooting 29% earlier in the year. Then they got to, if you look at league play in February, they get to like 34%. They were up around 38-39% as you got to late February into March. They're good. And I think that's like Iowa, when you look at Iowa, is completely Bennett Sturts dependent. And he's a good player. And he's going to be an NBA player. But they have holes all over that team elsewhere. So that this is like, I understand you need good guards. And I bet it's trite but true. I think their guards are undervalued, and I know their front court's outstanding.
You better you bet on this Monday, Westwood One Sports. Our guest, the great Dallin Cuff, Turner Sports, Yahoo Sports, Field of 68, crushing it. SiriusXM as well. Our friends at Westwood One Sports on Twitter at Dallin Cuff. Let's go to the West region. And I said earlier in the show, Dallin, it feels like to me, at the moment at least, Arizona, the most unimpeachable one seed, the one that you can poke the least holes in, whether it's because of recent run of form and overall health. I think we're looking at an Arizona-Purdue regional final here. Arizona, obviously the favorite at minus 120, Purdue at plus 360, AJ DeBonsa and BYU at 60-1 if you think they can make a run. Dallin, what about the West region?
I think you're dead right on Arizona. They have the highest floor, and they've had it, and they've showed it all year. From the day one, when we started the season against Florida on November 3rd, they came out gangbusters, and they've shown a level of consistency outside of two games, one at the road on the road to Kansas and one at home against Texas Tech in consecutive games. It was 1 week. Outside of that 1 week, they have been by far the most consistent team. They won the toughest league in the country in the regular season. They won the toughest conference tournament in the Big 12. I mean, I think their draw actually sets up pretty well for them. I think the bottom of their bracket is the weakest bottom. I think they have the weakest two and the three, and I'll get there in a second. They have maybe one of the more challenging four and fives with Arkansas and Wisconsin. Arkansas does not guard at all. Darius Acuff Jr. He's on a different planet. But I think I like Wisconsin to come out of that game, actually. I think their two guards with Nick Boyd and John Blackwell. Defense for both these teams becomes a challenge. I think that Wisconsin's ability in guys that have done it before, obviously Nick Boyd played in the Final Four. Blackwell's a little bit more of a seasoned player. I like Wisconsin to play Arizona, however Arizona to advance. At the bottom of the bracket, me and you have a pretty big difference here. This is my one big upset opportunity. I don't love Purdue. And I know what we become with recency bias. I know what they just did this week in the Big Ten tournament. But I can't unsee what I saw the last 12 games of the regular season, where they went 6-6. And they struggled to defend. And there was some infighting within the guys. And there's Braden Smith late game, who's usually a stud, having many games, whether it was UCLA or Wisconsin. And you can go through it, like just not being the guy. They need him to be late game. And defensively, as a team, they have problems. And their guards at times can be abused. Missouri is playing at home. They had a home game against Miami. That is the closest 10-7 spread. It's a 1.5-point line as of last night. I've not looked this morning if there's been any movement. Check me if it has. But they are a 1.5-point dog to Miami. They are physical. They are big at the 3, 4, and 5 spot. Miami plays inside out, too. I like them winning that game in their own backyard in St. Louis. And against Purdue, I think their big guards could give them a little bit of trouble. And I think this could be a game where you have a high major 10 seed that have a lot of athletes and physicality against a Purdue team that has struggled with athletes and physicality at times and have Mizzou upsetting Purdue. I think right now the Sweet 16 for Mizzou was something like 12-1, 11-1 in different books last night, if you want to take a little sprinkle on that. I think Gonzaga is the weakest 3 seed, playing without, still probably likely without Braden Huff, more of a defensive-minded Gonzaga team. The challenge here with BYU, as you mentioned, is they just haven't guarded anybody. And Richie Saunders being out, one of their lottery pick players, has been a big, big deal for them. They've struggled down the stretch. If Texas beats NC State, I could see Texas beating BYU. I could see Texas giving Gonzaga all they could handle. But I still have Gonzaga there currently because I don't know the matchup yet, but that's something to watch too. The Texas could be a wild card of that 11 seed, an outstanding offensive team that sometimes defense can be optional, but they really can score the ball and they have some really high level athletes. In a weird way, just real quick on that too, Texas played Xavier last year in the play-in game. This is a separate thought of the play-in game, and Texas lost that game to Xavier. Weird thing is Xavier was coached by Sean Miller and Daylon Swain was one of their main players. Swain now transferred to Texas as Miller is now the coach there. So the experience of playing in the play-in game for both the winners and the losers, because there were a number of guys on Texas' team that played and lost that game, it's just an interesting dynamic that Texas is back there again with the guy that's coaching him and one of their lead dogs there. Ultimately, I have Gonzaga and Arizona 1-3, right. And then I think Arizona going through.
I love it. Arizona against Gonzaga. We've seen those teams play in the NCAA tournament before. And my friend, let's close with the Midwest region, where Michigan is the one seed and Michigan minus 130 to go to the Final Four. Iowa State is the two, plus 245. Virginia, the three at 11. Tennessee, the six seed at 13. Texas Tech at 17, obviously with no JT Toppin. Alabama at 10. Kentucky lurking as the seven seed. Dallin, Midwest region to close in about 2 minutes.
I like Akron to beat Texas Tech. I think Akron's the best team in the MAC. I've been saying it for a while. They can space you. They can shoot you. Johnson's an elite guard. So I'd like them to actually upset Texas Tech. We don't know what Christian Anderson's situation is. Them against Bama, there's going to be a billion points. I still have Bama playing. Michigan to the Elite Eight. UVA over Tennessee. And then I like this Iowa State, really. I think Santa Clara over Kentucky, too. I think that's a little bit of a trendy pick. But Santa Clara's got some high-level talent. They can play it. They can space. They can shoot it. And I think Kentucky's their margin of victory is very small. They have to play a certain way to win. They have to defend at a high level. I like Santa Clara there. Iowa State over UVA. Iowa State playing Michigan, and this is where I get at least a little less chalky, is Michigan without LJ Kaysen, they have no backup point guard. Elliott Cadeau can struggle at times with size and physicality, especially trying to play in his pick-and-roll situation. Iowa State's just going to guard the crap out of you. Michigan does turn it over. That's one of their weaknesses, to turn over in 17% of their possessions. In league play, that was 14th out of the 18-team Big Ten. Iowa State's top five in turnover rate. They're going to blitz ball screens, going to keep you on the side. They're going to make it hard for them. I like Iowa State to beat Michigan and be in the Final Four.
Well, so Duke, the winner of Duke, Florida, Arizona, and Iowa State for you right now, Dallin, is your Final Four?
That's the Final Four, and we have a rematch of the way we started the whole season. Florida, Arizona. I think Florida beats Duke, avenges the loss they suffered at the hands of in Cameron Indoor by a couple points. Arizona beats Iowa State in the rematch of a game we saw last week that was bananas. Florida against Arizona. My head says Arizona's going to win this thing. My heart says Florida. I want to see a back-to-back. I want to see Florida do it again. So your boy put Florida in the middle. Florida in the middle circle, back-to-back champs, an unlikely spot given where they started in November, December.
Dude, you're absolutely crushing it all over the place, doing an amazing job for a bunch of different outlets. At Dallin Cuff on Twitter, my friend, congratulations on the success. Best of luck on the tournament, and we'll catch up with you down the line.
Thanks, man. Be well.
Dallin Cuff joining us here on You Better, You Bet. I love that. He is exceptional. We got to haul ass here to the end of the show. Trivia question of the day, courtesy of our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, what do we got for today's trivia question?
All right, Nick, pretty straightforward. Of course, we had Selection Sunday. Big Ten led the way with 12 bids, SEC with 10. Now, last year, the SEC had 14 teams. So with these mega conferences, double-digit bids, that's become the norm for these big conferences. But, of course, it didn't happen for years. So, Nick, what conference was the first conference that had double-digit bids, and what year did it happen?
No one's going to get this question right. I love the question. I don't think anyone's getting this question right. If you know it in the YouTube chat, chime in. You can tweet us as well. Myself, Tyler, and Kenny will get the question wrong, but we'll try and answer it on the other side and give you all our bets for tonight to wrap up the Monday edition of the show right after this.
Of the NCAA tournament. Listen to every three, every dunk, and every buzzer beater. Download the free Westwood One Sports app now and catch every second of March Madness. Westwood One Sports.
In the game of life, every point matters, especially when it comes to your loved ones. Score big for your family this March by securing life insurance with SelectQuote. Their team of experienced, licensed insurance agents can help you find the right policy at the right price in just minutes. I'm 40, and my $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. My wife's also 40, and her $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. Plus, with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Whether you need a $100,000 policy or a $10 million policy, SelectQuote can help you score big on affordable coverage. Don't let the clock run out on your chance to protect your family's future.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-840-3030. That's 1-800-840-3030. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-840-3030.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast.
ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At UnitedSpinal.org.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Thanks to our guests today, Joey Kanish and Dallin Cuff. Thanks to Bill. Thanks to Tyler. Thanks to Kenny. Thanks to Mike. Thanks to Dan. The Cavender Twins facing off in the Court of Legends game, and you can enter Pick a Twin to Win free play game for a chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Opt into the Pick a Twin to Win free play game at BetMGM. Select which Cavender Twin you think will win the Court of Legends one-on-one game hosted at the bank at the Bellagio in Las Vegas. If the twin you select wins the game, you'll win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Bill, let's get an answer to today's trivia question, and Tyler and Kenny can come on as well before we give you the bets for tonight. The question was, and I will read it for you, just to save some time. The first conference to send double-digit teams to the NCAA tournament, which conference and what year? I will guess the Big East in 2011, the year Kemba Walker and UConn won the title. Tyler, what is your guess?
I'll go same conference, Big East. Let's go 2006.
Kenny Henderson.
I'll guess 2015 SEC.
Bill Zimmerman, the correct answer is what?
We got a couple guesses as well. Mark Summers said Big East 2009. We got an SEC in the YouTube chat as well. But Nick Costos is correct. 2011 Big East sent 11 teams to the tournament.
I am the king. It is good to be the king. I can't believe I got the NFL question wrong last week, and I pulled that one out of my ass just now with you with Big East 2011. And I said it right when we went to break, so you guys know that. There's no cheating going on here. I got the NFL question wrong last week, which like ruined my night. So yeah, good job by me. Thanks to Bill for the trivia question. Let's get to the bets for tonight quickly here. Kenny, please drop the dope ass beat. All right, couple bets for tonight. I am going to bet the Houston Rockets against the Lakers tonight. Now, I don't know if Alperen Şengün's going to play in tonight's game. So it looks like the market's moving towards the Lakers right now. I'm going to wait to get the best possible number on the Rockets against the Lakers and fade the Lakers on this run that they're on at this moment. Also, we are waiting for Kawhi Leonard to be ruled out tonight for the Los Angeles Clippers, to be ruled out tonight for the Clippers. And the reason why? I would like to bet the Clippers tonight against the San Antonio Spurs. And I honestly, this was 9.5 and now it's 8.5, so the market agrees with me here. I like the Clippers tonight to cover against San Antonio, especially if Kawhi doesn't play. Clippers, Rockets in the NBA, and you know, because I am part Italian and because I'm married to an Italian girl, I'm doing the hand motion right now. Give me Italy for a couple bucks, plus 165 against Venezuela to advance to the World Baseball Classic Final tomorrow against the United States of America. I'm off tomorrow, back on Wednesday. Chris Mack has you covered. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Black and Abdallah coming up next on Westwood One Sports.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a staff accountant at the height of tax season.
Congrats, looks like the company owes, $50 in taxes. How about that?
That seems low. Why only 50?
Why do you care so much? It's not your money.
This is a job for sponsoring jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
Empower. After wanting one for years, Kevin is finally enjoying his new hot tub.
This is the life.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money, so now he can be a little bad.
Oh, no, not my phone.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin's phone may be in hot water, but his finances aren't. Invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
To diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.